Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, last week here, I reviewed Is This a Room? And while I said I admired the attempt, I also added that I did not feel that it felt like a Broadway play. Well, guess what? A few days after, the production announced its early closing. Along with Dana H., also closing, Is This a Room? Came from the Vineyard Theater. Well, this week I saw another three shows, also from prestigious off-Broadway companies, but I would say with slightly better forecasts. Well, let's start, as I did, with the Manhattan Theater Club's Morning Sun. Lots of big names attached to this rather small play, which is performing at the Intimate City Center, Stage 1. The author is Simon Stevens, the man behind the curious incident of The Dog in the Nighttime and others. But the draw here is the cast of three, Blair Brown, Edie Falco, and Marin Ireland. Now, they portray generations of one family, at least when they're not quickly impersonating many other people, male and female, in the characters' lives. In that way, it's in step with several other shows going on now, including Manhattan Theater Club's Lackawanna Blues, in which Ruben Santiago Hudson portrays a multitude. In fact, Morning Sun is most like the Lehman trilogy in that the characters narrate their own stories while they're happening. So lots of lines like, you go to high school and then I die. Now I'm 10 years old. We're done with the 60s, says one character. Already comes the humorous reply. Yes, we are zipping through decades here, and it almost becomes a history of New York City in the end. Jane Jacobs even makes an appearance, but we always know where and when we are. John Lennon is shot, some Yankee is breaking some record, and of course when 2001 is mentioned, well, we know what's coming next. Morning Sun runs an hour and 40 minutes, no intermission, and its power does grow on you. The words spoken from a parent to a child are ones we hope we never said or heard. As a mother, you're a failure. You would have broken your father's heart. Ouch. Again, the draw is the cast. Blair Brown, Edie Falco, and Marin Ireland do top-notch work. Falco's final monologue alone contains the deathbed words and thoughts we also hope never to experience. Morning Sun is up for a few months only and should have no problem filling its venue. Now, my next show was Twilight at the Signature Complex. It's the only one to open there so far. Now, I expected to see a one-woman piece here performed by writer Anna Deavere Smith, also playing all the real-life characters as she has done in the past. But then I opened the playbill and Smith explains, revising Twilight from a solo show to one for these five extraordinary actors has been a rich experience. They made present the magnificent language that real people shared with me 30 years ago. And she's right. The five performers are excellent, reliving the Rodney King beating in Los Angeles and its after effects. Now, in this production, two long acts lasting a total 2.5 hours, we go through the King tragedy first. The second act is primarily about the Reginald Denny one. Now, he's the white truck driver who was beaten up by a gang of blacks after the Rodney King cops were acquitted. But then he was saved by a quartet of other black men. Ultimately, and obviously, Twilight intends to connect with the George Floyd incident of 2020. Both these stories made necessary news, largely because of the use of video cameras. Now, we hardly need to be told, but then why not, that all these years later, we are still asking how much, as in how little, has changed. What side are you on, people in LA were asked decades ago. Do I need to be on a side, comes a reply. As harrowing as this show is, there is occasional humor, for example, how Hollywood agents were fleeing their offices in fear. It's always about them, isn't it? Overall, Twilight is not for the faint of heart, but thank you, Anna Deavere Smith, for your service. Then I headed further downtown to see the Public's first show of the year, The Visitor, which is a musical version of a lovely independent film. Now, this one is all about immigration, and while it feels a little light on substance, it is moving, musically brought to life, almost sung through, and features four excellent performers, including, in the leading role, David Hyde Pierce. He's very touching and somewhat surprising for those who still remember him only for his droll delivery on TV. He manages a few laughs here as well, but with great understatement. The music comes from the prestigious team of Brian Yorkey and Tom Kitt, and the director is Daniel Sullivan, another big name. The Visitor delayed its opening several times, apparently to deal with remaining racial questions. Now, I'm not sure what that was about. It's certainly an entirely diverse cast, and the subject is one that, unfortunately, never gets old. When did we lose our better angels, one character asked, regarding how we treat those who come seeking liberty in America? A good question that also never gets old. Now, as for what else you can view in person or via streaming still, the Red Bull Company takes us back to London in 1610, and it's plague time. Uh-oh. But wait, this new version is called a rowdy comedy, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher and directed by Jesse Berger, the pair that created Red Bull Theater's production of the hit comedy, The Government Inspector. That one was great. Now, this one seems to be in person, as is a one-woman show about running a sewing group during the pandemic. Yes, opening this Thursday is Sweatshop Overlord by and with one Christina Wong, a comedian and community activist. This 90-minute production at the New York Theater Workshop, another important off-Broadway company, is a hybrid of stand-up, lecture, and performance art. Perhaps most interesting in streaming from England, off-Broadway, are two Shakespearean classics with new twists. The wonderful actress Cush Jumbo, who happens to be black, is Hamlet at the Young Vic in London. Macbeth is also on stage there right now at the Almeida Theater. And in that one, another wonderful actress, Saoirse Ronan, is Lady Macbeth. Reviews are mixed on these, but hey, they're daring productions, and I would not be surprised to see them end up over here. Again, check out Young Vic and Almeida sites. So there's still a lot to watch in person or across the ocean virtually. And Jill, I'll be seeing more this week, including the revival of Tony Kushner's Carolina Chain. So stay tuned.
So a couple questions. Did you, well, first of all, when are you going to UK?
I'm not going to UK.
Oh, okay. Second,
but I might be watching that. I might be going there virtually.
I think it's funny. It's a plague time. So 1610. So that's just after. Do you remember the 5th of November? I'm doing a survey.
What's coming up? You mean 5th? No.
No. Do you know about the 5th of November?
I don't think so.
Okay, only because that was, I think, 1603, and so it's just right in the same right in the same period of time. I think that that's. I think it's curious how many people don't actually know that, because somehow along the way it got dropped into my system. So
that's it.
What did you have the opportunity to survey people in line at TKTS?
Yeah, I have, and the only ones that I have talked to who are tourists come from Boston, so they were driving here. Most of them came to see Six, S-I-X. That's a very hot show. That's about the only new show that's really doing well. I am told that the tourists, well, you know, they're not allowed to come to America from overseas until middle of this month, so that leaves the European tourists out so far. I have not talked to anybody who's come from other states. I talk to people when I go to a bar before a show, and they just seem to be locals. And that's what's killing some of these shows, frankly. Like, Is This a Room? They were doing that to try to get New Yorkers who like off-Broadway theater come out and help Broadway, too. You know, it starts with us. But there's only so many, you know. How many, if you add up all the off-Broadway subscriber lists, you know, they probably not enough to fill the Broadway house, or certainly for a week. So, I don't think we're getting the tourists from far away. And the shows that are, you know, I go there all the time to look at what are on the list. A lot of the shows are on the list, pardon the expression, but all the black shows are on the half-price list, which To Kill a Mockingbird was on the list. This week, the only shows that really are selling out every show are Lion King, Hamilton, and I think Hadestown, and apparently Six, because I couldn't even get a press seat to Six. So We'll see how that goes. But for some reason, that's only a 70-minute show, and I don't know what people are paying for in terms of what kind of money they're paying. But no, but we'll see. By the middle of November, maybe the Europeans will be coming over here to see the shows. I talked to somebody the other night who had been to London. They had been there right before the pandemic hit and got back just in time. And they'd seen a lot of good shows in London, which they say are supposed to come here, like Tom Stoppard's last. Anyway, but no, they're...
Do you think that it's tourists that are keeping the shows on the half price? The lack of tourists are keeping
Tourists. I think that's definitely. I don't know who's going to see Hamilton and Lion King. I guess I could stand out there. There are a lot of kids out there, but I think they're New Yorkers, or they're coming from New Jersey or even Boston where they drive, but. They're certainly not coming from other states, not yet. And I think this is going to be the big issue. The two big issues are going to be, is tourism going to come back and save Broadway? And are black theater goers going to come out and support black writers who are doing slave plays coming back too? That's the next one to come back. I hope, a lot of us are hoping this doesn't become an issue, even though here we are talking about it, but it's certainly a way to try to get people into theaters that don't usually have anything to relate to, and now they have stuff to relate to. So we shall see.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.